702.
Let's walk the talk on 92.7
and 106 FM.
Well, let's take a closer look at this and talking about the consumer experience. And joining us is Natalie Schooling, who is a specialist or CX specialist from, I'll have to say it very carefully, Enlighten CX. Hi, Natalie.
Well,
good afternoon.
Done.
Am I right? Enlighten
Hi, good
CX.
Afternoon. Yeah, in Latin CX, that's
okay,
quite correct.
Go. Okay, good. I've passed the first test. All right, tell us about these bots. What have you seen? And are people complaining to you, or do they kind of feel that they want the human touch, or do you getting sort of another sense from this?
I think that, well, I don't think. I know that a lot of companies that use bots kind of are the cheaper, nasty ones, and there isn't a humanness behind the bots. And so, unfortunately, what happens, it creates an enormous amount of frustration with customers if you're not actually getting an answer. And it's more like frequently asked questions rather than, you know, an intelligent piece of software sitting behind, you know, whatever platform they're on. So the whole thing is that, unfortunately, businesses, and to their own detriment, try and remove the human element from, you know, because it's cheaper to serve. And it's to their detriment, because if you can connect with your customer on a personal level, loyalty, you know, increases, people will buy more, and certainly, you know, from a client experience perspective, there's nothing like that personalized service that, you know, again, is supposed to be a trend currently.
Yeah, and of course you want your front of shop. I always say front of shop is so important, because when you walk into a shop, it's what you see. When you speak to somebody on the telephone, it's what you hear. Am I wrong?
No, it's completely that. And, you know, the thing is that businesses now, and we're talking specifically retail, you know, have got different platforms now, different sort of buying channels. And it's about making them all seamless. Otherwise, what's the point? So, you know, if you can't get your bricks and mortar right, you honestly think that, you know, by going online and you can't get the bricks and mortar shopping experience right, what's going to be different for the online experience? It just becomes more, you know, exhausting for the customer to actually deal with your organization.
Yeah. You talk about the sort of the cheap packages. There are obviously more expensive packages that work out a lot better. How expensive are these packages?
You know, unfortunately, I'm not in tech, so this is not for me, I couldn't tell you. But I know that the banks spend a great deal of money in terms of their bots, but other businesses seem to think that, you know, they can get away with the bare minimum. So, you know, the more you spend, it's like anything, the more, you know, but it's not seamless. So, but they do, banks certainly do give their clients the option that they can either speak to a human or they can chat to a bot. So it gives their customer or client an option.
Yeah. And of course, also bots are not able to answer all the questions, because sometimes you have various questions and the bot just gets stumped.
Absolutely. I mean, but, you know, it works with algorithms, and, you know, often it's unintentionally, should I say, incorporated in terms of biases, because it's just, you know, patterning and reading off data. So, you know, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer digitally, but, you know, that's certainly something that I think businesses need to remember, that there needs to be a human agency at the center of anything that we do in a technological world.
Yeah. Is it not just presentation? If you took a bot with a lovely voice on the other side, perhaps, you know, you might get somewhere with us, because, again, you're calming the situation. Is it not just about presentation?
It certainly is. It certainly is. You know, again, so much on in the news around AI and, you know, business speakers all around AI, but I'd love to see a business actually doing AI amazingly well, right? So if we look at Netflix, for example, so Netflix is a new kid on the block, and I'm going to use new sort of loosely. But if you look at, you know, they're supposed to sort of run algorithms that can show you your favorite shows, but be honest, I don't think they do a fantastic job. And they really haven't created anything new and exciting in the last, I don't know, couple of years. So, you know, the interesting thing is that 25% of companies globally are actually adopting AI. Mm. But 35% of the models that they're using are misbehaving. So we've got a way to go.
Gosh, yeah, that's the whole thing. I want to get into AI, but I don't know what it is. Also, AI, are we finding that when you have an AI, it's learning as well? And I spoke about bots not able to answer all questions. I would hope that if a question cannot be answered, that that bot would take it down in some way. That would then go to management. And the next time Vangeli calls, there's a better response.
Well, one hopes that they've factored that into, you know, how they've, you know, how they've set up the programs to run. But, you know, I can't answer that because I'm not an AI expert. I'm a CX expert. But, you know, I've just come back from overseas and I've listened to a really fascinating talk by an adjunct professor in AI and robotics. And one person in the audience said, you know, it's now 10 years from now. Where will we be in terms of AI? And she said pretty much exactly where we are now. So, yes, it's going to, you know, exponentially evolve, but us as consumers won't feel it for a while. So mm-hmm. it's in a constant state of evolution and, you know, we're at this massive cusp in terms of digitization, but it's going to take a while. Yeah. Before it really starts making a difference.
Yeah. So, Natalie, if you had a message for companies about AI and bots, what would it be?
Well, you know, I think that AI, it can, you know, there are risks involved and that there is a downside to AI. I think that businesses need to remember that, you know, there needs to be an agency around humanness and honesty and transparency at the center of, you know, of using AI. And that there are potential biases and fairness issues. So, you know, that can lead to discrimination and unfair treatment of certain sort of customer groups. So it's crucial for businesses to really regularly, should I say, monitor and address biases in the AI systems to make sure that, you know, they're fair and ethical outcomes. And really just the need for transparency, you know.
Making
sure that the process and building trust with customers in terms of AI is really important.
Yeah, you don't want to be a number, do you, Natalie? You don't want to be a number and you just feel like you're one of a million or a billion cell phone subscribers who are phoning in and, you know, you get the same sort of treatment. As sunny as sometimes as adverts may be, Natalie, that's not always the case.
Correct. I mean, you still to this day, after, you know, CRM, all these sort of technologies that are in place in terms of marketing and personalization, I still get a dear valued customer email from my insurance company. You know, it's like the mind boggles.
Yeah.
So where there's, you know, in certain areas of technology, they're doing amazing things. So when we talk about kind of retail and customer, you know, we're not talking about robotics and driverless cars. We're talking about every day. I think there's a way to go.
Yeah, I think so too. Natalie Schooling, who's a CX specialist from Enlighten CX. Thank you so much for coming onto the program this afternoon. I do appreciate you taking the time. It would be nice, like in the old days, you went into the bank and the bank manager ran out and said, hey, so